Russian painters and performing artists from over 100 years ago helped shape art that we still encounter today. Here's David Smith with David and Art.
Last week, I said that when we hear the word Russian, we should sometimes let ourselves think of something other than today's headlines. That's actually rather easy to do in the art world because for a few years in the early 20th century, Russian artists shaped all of what we think of today as modernism. Modernist painters like Marc Chagall, Vasily Kandinsky, and Kazimir Malevich experimented radically with subject, form, and color. Breathtaking ballet dancers like Vaslav Nijinsky and Anna Pavlova, along with choreographers like Mikhail Fokin, changed what we thought a ballet had to look like. Many Russian artists dealt with political repression at home by taking their art on the road, as it were. Almost all of the artists I mentioned outside of Malevich wound up practicing their art somewhere other than their homeland. Igor Stravinsky's ballet, The Rite of Spring, is a perfect example. It debuted in Paris, but it was Russian to its core. About 1911, he conceived of a ballet about a prehistoric Russian ritual in which a maiden dances herself to death to appease the gods. It was his third modernist ballet that drew on Russian folklore, following the Firebird and then Petrushka. As I noted last week, the music was revolutionary in the way it used rhythm. Its pulse and its accents, even from the very first dance, are erratic and unpredictable. Even more unsettling in 1913 were the radical costumes and the choreography itself. People expected graceful pirouettes and frilly tutus in a ballet. But here, they got endless rhythmic stamping and costumes that entirely concealed the bodies and the gender of the dancers. It all flew in the face of what a ballet was supposed to look like and sound like. How did this incredible cultural flowering begin? In one of the best accounts of the period, The Russian Experiment in Art, 1863 to 1922, historian Camilla Gray begins the story with a Russian railroad millionaire named Sava Mamontov, who supported a group of artists, composers, and writers who challenged the conservative Russian art establishment centered on the St. Petersburg Academy of Art. In Russia, like in the rest of Europe, the success of modernism depended on finding new sources of patronage from people like Mamontov instead of from kings, emperors, and patriarchs. For whatever reasons, the Russian artistic scene flourished for many years in a way that it did in few other places in the world. While it was harshly snuffed out by the Soviet Union in the middle of the 1920s, its legacy is as vivid and widespread as that of any place else. And from over 100 years ago, Russian culture still has effects that we enjoy today.
You can find this and past episodes on our website, kwbu.org. Just look for David and Art in the Programs tab.